Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Something brand new that I want to share with you guys really quickly, and that is my free 3-day guided meditation. So if you have listened to this podcast long enough, you know that I am a firm believer that taking care of our mind is just as important as taking care of our body. So today I'm so excited to announce the launch of my free 3-day guided meditation that will help you relax, reduce stress, reduce anxiety, and improve your overall well-being, because I know that life can be so overwhelming at times. And that's why it's important to really take a step back and focus on our mental health. So over the course of 3 days, you'll learn different techniques to calm your mind, calm your body, and increase your productivity and focus. So whether you're a beginner or you're an experienced meditator, this meditation is perfect for anybody looking to improve their mental health and well-being. So you can go to my website, balancedwellnessllc.co, and at the very top, you'll see a button that says listen here and find your inner peace. You can click on that, or I will have the link down in the show notes. So I'm really excited for you to check out this meditation and really have it begin a journey for you towards more peaceful and fulfilling days and even a life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this guided meditation. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. And you guys all know that on this podcast, I love to discuss the importance of balance in our life and how it can impact our wellness. So I know, especially us women, we find ourselves juggling multiple responsibilities at a time, right? We've got our work, we've got our family, we've got the kids most of the time, trying to figure out their social schedule on top of it, plus our own hobbies and what makes us happy and social obligations and things that are just going on outside of our lives, maybe even things with our family and extended family. It can be really overwhelming and stressful, but finding balance is key to achieving wellness and happiness, because we can't be healthy. Or who wants to be healthy and crabby, right? You want to be, when you're healthy, you feel good, right? So it's easier to be happy and live and strive to live that life that you want to live, right? So balance means different things, I know, to different people. But at the core, it's about finding a healthy equilibrium between all aspects of your life. So this includes your physical, your emotional, your mental, and your spiritual. And when we neglect one area in favor of another, it can throw us off balance and lead to negative consequences, right? So let's talk really quickly about some of those things, which I know you guys know all these things, but I just want to dive in and kind of get your wheels a turning, if you will, on if any of this speaks to you. And maybe it's a spot in your life where you're like, yeah, I need to get better at creating that balance here or there, or maybe you already know where you're off balance, but some people honestly don't. Whenever I have women come into my Blissfully Balanced program, you know, I launch that twice a year. And whenever, it's very interesting because I do a spring and a fall launch. So we're launching that right now. And it's very interesting when people come in, because it's like different seasons of lives mean different things to different people, right? I just talked about that on a previous episode about seasons of life and how, you know, if our kids are really heavy into a season of sports, it can be different than if our work is heavy or if nobody's inactive in anything, right? And all of that can look different. Just like if we just had a brand new baby, right? Like that's different than when our kids are in high school. And it doesn't mean it's easier or harder. It's just different. The hard is different, right? And so maybe some of this will speak to you guys, but I know whenever I have women come into my program and we're getting to know each other, we're getting to talk and figure out how I can help them and how I can guide them. It's really interesting because it's always different and not everybody's imbalance is the same. And some people feel really pulled to be more at work and some people feel more pulled to being present with the kids, but here's this work thing, right? And so I just want to give you guys some examples of this and talk through some of this because it's hard, right? And I'm not saying that I'm perfect at balance in my life at all times. I still will have a couple days here and there that I'm like, I feel overwhelmed. And I have to coach myself. Thank God for my group of friends that we're all solopreneurs, and we all are here to support each other, and we live all across the United States, but we are such good friends that we can get ourselves right back on track. And anytime I feel that way, I love it, because they're like, Kaylee, coach yourself. What would you tell your clients right now? I'm like, well, I would tell them this. They're like, okay, so go do that. And then I feel better, right? But it's so easy to kind of get involved and engrossed in the things that are like what we're feeling like is creating so much chaos, right? And so let's talk about some of these examples, because we know that if we spend, like I was just saying, too much time on work and neglect our personal relationships, we feel isolated, right? And we're like, oh my gosh, like nobody invited me, or I didn't go because I'm too busy. And so then we feel alone, and then we can get sad, right? But then on the other hand, if we prioritize our social life way too much over our health, we feel sluggish, and we might feel unmotivated, and we might feel like we're getting depressed because we're not exercising. So those endorphins aren't being released, right? And so it's a whole like vicious cycle. And I kind of always call it like the hamster wheel, right? It's like this thing that just keeps going, but we don't know what to do. But really, in reality, if we slow down long enough, we know exactly what we need to do. And we know how to listen to our body, but sometimes we just don't, because life is so full and it's so noisy, right? And so it's important to find that balance that works for us individually, taking into account our unique needs and our circumstances, right? Everybody is so different. And let's talk about some of these ways, because I like all these different examples that I came up with. I'm like, oh, these are all really good. Let's share these on the podcast, because it hits a couple different areas for people. So one of the things is work-life balance. And I know that when I was in my life coaching and I was going through to get my certification in life coaching, this was one of the questions and one of the things that we address with people in the beginning is when we start working with people is, okay, what's your work-life balance like? And you guys, it is so fascinating. And I know I've shared this before in the podcast, but the people who are out of balance in their work and in their life are so triggered by this question. Like it's almost like, oh, like they get real fired up real quickly about this question and really defensive. And it's like, wow, you don't have to say anymore. I already know that you're out of balance in this area because of how fired up you are about it. And I don't know. And most of the time I found that they are so heavily in their work and not in their life, which really means most of the time that they have regret or guilt, that they're not finding more balance in their life, that they're too committed to their work for whatever reason, right? So finding balance between your work responsibilities and your personal life is essential for maintaining a healthy lifestyle. It's important to dedicate enough time and energy to your job, of course, because that's what pays your bills, and that's what is your job. That's what your title is for like your life, and that's what makes your income, and that's what you got to show up for every single day. That's your responsibility, right? But also making time for your family and your friends and your hobbies and your other activities fills your cup up so that you can go to work maybe less stressed out, maybe feeling like you're happier, maybe feeling like you've got this and not letting all the little things at work drive you crazy or feel overwhelmed. You can feel like you can tackle the day better. So work-life balance is one area that requires a lot of balance. Another area is exercise and nutrition, right? Maintaining a healthy body requires a balance of regular exercise and nutritious foods. And obviously, exercise helps to keep our body strong and flexible. And a balanced diet helps provide your body with the necessary nutrition it needs to function properly, right? Like, we can't have a life full of coffee and donuts and cookies and junk food and french fries for lunch every day, right? We're going to feel like crap. We're going to be like, oh my gosh. And we might have blood sugar level issues, right? We might feel moody because our blood sugar levels are off, because we get hangry because we don't have enough nutritious foods to balance us out. So life is an ongoing balance, okay? Just like if we eat too healthy too much of the time, opposite can also happen. We don't have enough sugar in our blood. We don't have enough salt in our blood to maintain, again, a good feeling in our body. I know I am so guilty of this. I do feel like I eat very healthy. I also have a heart condition that requires me to eat salt. Otherwise, I get really crazy, like lightheaded, and I feel like I'm going to pass out because my sodium levels and my sugar levels can drop really, really low because I don't eat a lot of it. So sometimes I have to go and eat like 3 cookies or 3 Oreos one day because I'm like, oh gosh, this is what I need because I'm so low. Or I have to like take a ton of salt and like dump it on my broccoli, my roasted broccoli, because I'm like, oh man, I can tell that I need salt. Like I haven't had a whole lot of salt the last few days. I have to have that, but that makes me unique, right? Other people probably couldn't do that. Just like other people, you know, I can't do what other people do. Like we're all unique in that. And that's what I love whenever I create support and create these containers for women, whether it's at the retreats or whether it's at a workshop or my online class of Blissfully Balanced. I love that I can help women create all of this. We can all come to the table with our differences and the things that work for us that don't work for us. And we can figure it out because we're all different. And we can come and figure out that plan for you because it's you. It's customized to you. You are not like me. I'm not like you. And just like I'm not like the 900 people that sit next to me in a chair. We're all different. And that is 100% the same for our exercise and our nutrition too, right? Some people love to go to the gym every single day. I don't. I prefer yoga and walking. Some people hate yoga, right? Like it's just this constant balance or figuring out what is your balance for your exercise. Because I was so challenged in finding something that worked for me. I was doing this and I was doing that and I joined this gym and I did this routine at the gym and then I did this and I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is not working for me. So finally, when I found yoga back into my life a couple of years ago, I'm like, I love this. I love that I can go to a class, but I can also do it on YouTube. I feel good after yoga. And then I do one weight training class a week, typically. And that to me is a great balance. And then I also walk most days of the week. I love it. I love that balance. It works for me. It might not work for you, right? So the another one is time management. So balancing your time effectively can also help you achieve the goals to be successful in both your personal and your professional life. So it's important to prioritize your tasks and make sure that you're using your time wisely to make sure that they get done and you accomplish everything that you need. So I am huge on brain dumping is what I call it. When my clients come to me, they're like, ah, or when I have my days where I'm like, ah, that is 100% what I go to first is I dump everything on paper and I'm like, okay, what has to get done today? What has to get done this week even? This weekend, like what is all going on? What do I need to figure out for next week? You know, sometimes we have those weeks in our schedule where it's like, oh crap, like I'm working late this night. My husband's working late this night. He also has this. My one kid has this. My one kid has this. And it's like, we're all going in 700 different directions, like Monday and Tuesday. So it's like, oh man, I got to figure out who's picking them up from school. They need a ride here. I have to work late here. So that means me running this kid, Derek doing this kid, right? Like, it's a whole slew of mixing around all the situations. And so sometimes whenever I do my planning for the week on the weekend, I have to be like, okay, this has to also get done. I have to figure out this, this, and this for this week ahead. And so I brain dump all of that down on the weekends or sometimes on Fridays, depending on. And then I get my thoughts organized so that I can make sure it's all done. Nothing is falling through the cracks, although yes, it still does sometimes. But that me and my husband are on the same page with our communication and my time is being spent wisely to make sure that I'm getting things done on the weekend so that my week can run a lot smoother. And then I'm making sure that I'm giving myself enough time to get done all these things on the weekend so that I can also have a great weekend. I am, to me, like the ideal weekend is going out with friends one night, like say a Friday night, on Saturday, getting done with maybe like my to-do list. So maybe it's laundry and sheets and cleaning the floors and organizing closets or cleaning out closets or working on a picture project, like printing off a bunch of pictures or whatever from like a recent vacation or something. And then spending time with the kids and then going to a family dinner or something like that. And then just hanging out and playing with the kids like on Sunday and having a rest day on Sunday and going to bed early on a Sunday night. Like to me, that is so perfect of getting my stuff done, spending time with my friends, spending time with my extended family that I want to spend time with, and then also spending time with my kids and my husband, like, oh, cherry on top to go to bed early. Like that is my perfect weekend. But I have to make sure that on Friday or Saturday morning that I sit there and I write it all out because I got to make sure it all gets done and I have enough time to do it all because nothing drives me more crazy than if you're a good friend of mine, you will know this, or a good family member of mine, you are a close family member of mine, you will know that I strongly dislike going anywhere on a weekend before like 3 or 4 o'clock. Because to me, I need a whole day on either a Saturday or a Sunday to get all my stuff done so that I can feel rested and restored for the week ahead, knowing all my extra stuff around the house is done. I strongly dislike going anywhere before that time frame, unless I have like a week's notice to like do other things throughout the week, because it throws me off and I can't get my stuff done in that amount of time. So making sure that you're giving yourself enough time, creating boundaries or setting and saying like, hey, no, I'm not going to be there at that time because I got to get this done. Like standing up for yourself, creating that boundary and saying, no, I can't. I'm not going to give in and make sure you're showing up for you first, filling up your cup first so that you can go and hang out with the people or do the thing and feel present there and not that you're still so distracted and annoyed with yourself because you didn't get done with X, Y, and Z first. So another area is relationships. So creating healthy relationships require a balance and give like a lot of give and take, right? It requires compromise and open communication. And it's important to maintain a healthy balance between you and your own needs and the needs of your partners or your friends, or your kids, your family members, right? Healthy boundaries is all I can say with relationships, making sure you're setting boundaries, you're sticking to them, and you're not letting people bend your boundary when you don't want it to be bent is crucial. And I can go into this so much. I talk a lot about this in my Blissfully Balanced program because there is a lot of people that struggle with relationships and boundaries, whether it's a coworker or a family member or a friend, that they feel tested a lot, right? And they don't know how to deal with some people that irk them or drive them crazy or maybe say things all the time that rub them the wrong way. Healthy relationships are crucial in a very happy life. And, we can talk more about that another time if you guys feel like you need to. So healthy relationships is all I'm going to say and leave that at that. And making sure that you're really striving really hard to surround yourself with people that truly make you happy, that light you up, that don't put you down, that don't make you feel like crap, that don't make you feel like you're not doing the best job, that don't like say, hey, great job. Like I love my group of friends so much. We can sit there and talk about each other's work and we can cheer each other on and we can be so happy for each other and we can text each other and be like, hey, I hope this went well for you and truly mean it, like truly mean it. So I really highly encourage you to find that tribe of friends that can do that for you, because let me tell you, it's a world of a difference when you're surrounded with people that truly love and care what's going on in your life that is really going well for you, right? And that are there to support you. Okay, one of the last things is emotional well-being. So just making sure that you're maintaining emotional balance. And it's essential really to living a fulfilled life. This requires a lot of taking care of your mental health and doing things like meditation, maybe therapy, a lot of self-care activities like reading or spending time in nature. A lot of emotional well-being is crucial and creating that balance in your emotional well-being. Because a lot of my clients will come to me when they start my Blissfully Balanced program and they're like, my emotions are out of whack. I just know it. Like I'm happy and then somebody says something and it ticks me off and I fly off the handle. I don't like being that emotionally unstable. I want to be more stable. I want to know how to regulate my emotions. I want to know how to like not get ticked off when somebody says something and just like lose my cool. How do I do that? And let me tell you, it is a fine act. It's a fine balancing act, right? But it's possible. And it's not easy, but it's possible. And I love helping women with that too. And it's a very important piece of balance in our life is that emotional well-being. And one of the other ways, and just kind of like, you know, we just talked about like five different examples here, but it all to me boils back to achieving balance is all about setting boundaries and prioritizing your self-care. Showing up for you first, right? You, whenever you're on an airplane, they say put the oxygen mask on you first and then your passenger that you're with that maybe can't reach it or needs its assistance, right? You have to put your oxygen mask on first. If you are lacking in your self-care, if you're not getting enough sleep, if you're not doing something every day that makes you happy, if you're not getting in your nutrition, if you're not getting in your exercises, if you're not feeling healthy or happy with the relationships around you, if your husband stresses you out, if you hate your job, all the things, you have to set boundaries and prioritize you. because it will be able, you'll be able to handle those things in life that aren't so pleasant much better by prioritizing you first and setting those boundaries. So please remember, those are the two crucial things in creating balance. There's several things that we dive into, you know, when I help and guide women to create balance in their physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual wellness in that program. But this is a big key to it. And it always boils back to these two things of boundaries and self-care. So it might mean saying no to obligations that don't align with your values or your goals. Not spending as much time with people that don't align with your values or your goals, or like I said earlier, treat you like crap. Making time for activities that actually bring you joy and fulfillment, and saying no to things that don't. It's okay. I think we forgot or are forgetting that it's okay to say no. No, I don't want to go. And simple as that. You don't have to give a reason, right? But it also means taking care of ourselves physically through regular exercise, healthy eating, you know, getting lots of rest, like I said. So yeah, let's wrap it up here, because I think you guys, this might be really heavy because it's a lot to think about, but finding balance in our lives is literally an ongoing process, and it requires intention and effort. I always say balance is not something, or I always, one of my favorite quotes is balance is something that you create, not find. So you're not going to all of a sudden walk down the street, like you find a dollar on the floor and be like, huh, there's a dollar. Yay, I found a dollar. Balance is not going to be on this golden ticket like on Willy Wonka where you got to eat a chocolate bar and all of a sudden you find the golden ticket. You're like, I officially have balance. I found it right here. Maybe there's things that lead you to that, but balance is something you have to create. You have to fight for it. You have to help yourself create it in your own life. It's not just going to show up without you putting the work in. Just like anything else, just like your job at work isn't going to get done unless you put the effort in, just like you're not going to lose 20 pounds unless you put the effort in, just like your kids aren't going to behave better unless you discipline or parent them differently, right? All the things. So we have to prioritize our well-being and make conscious choices that align with our values so that we can achieve a sense of harmony and fulfillment in all aspects of our life. So I really want you to take a moment to reflect on your life and consider, okay, what steps do I need to take to find and start finding maybe, like, maybe there's those little gold nuggets that are like leading you like, okay, this will help me find it, but ultimately you're creating it, right? To help you create that balance and improve your wellness. So I challenge you to do that and maybe take a couple of minutes to yourself and really look down and sit down and look at that. Like, okay, where am I lacking? Where am I doing good? I think sometimes we don't celebrate enough of the good. Where am I excelling? Where do I need help? Right. And like I said, just remember, I'm here to support you in that journey, whether it's a massage appointment to reduce stress, a yoga session to feel lean and feel good about yourself. Maybe it's a retreat to focus on your self-care and time away. Or through my Blissfully Balanced program that, like I said, I launched 2 times a year and it is open for enrollment right now. And then it won't be open for enrollment again until the spring. So, make sure that you reach out and let me know how I can guide you on your wellness journey. So thanks for tuning in, guys, and I'll talk to you next time. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date and plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.